And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide on KQNA.com. I'm Joe Howard today with my co-host, PHS Principal, the one and only Mark Goligoski on the Soup Scoop here today. Each month on the Soup Scoop, we love to highlight the impact our PUSD schools have on our community and the dedicated students, teachers, and programs that make PUSD great. Prescott Unified has been the number one choice for families and the heart of Prescott for over 150 years. Today, we'll be talking with Prescott High School seniors. This is a special show. These kiddos are weeks away from graduation, and we'll be reflecting on their time at PHS and in PUSD and hear what they have planned for the future. And, folks, it is unbelievable. Welcome to all of our guests today, and we all look forward to hearing about how their time at Prescott High School has prepared them for the next steps in their future. We're so proud of our students, and we're so excited to celebrate the PHS graduates all month long. What a bright future ahead.
In our first segment, we'll be talking to PHS seniors Sydney Seeley and CJ Pastana. And stay tuned because you won't want to miss hearing from Garrett Fenderson, Colton Amos, Megan Despain, and Judah Neese, as well as Danny Dreyer. All our PHS guests today will graduate this month and are ready. Mm-hmm. Our students are ready to go right into the workforce, the military, Yavapai College, University, Air Force Academy. They are prepared and excited. You are listening to Soup Scoop on the Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Oh, you know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time, when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to Soup Scoop. Our first guests today are Sydney Seeley and CJ Pistana. Welcome.
Hi, nice to be here.
Nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me. You're welcome.
Great to have you PHS seniors in the studio. How many days till graduation? Anyone counting?
I just know, like 3 weeks, maybe.
it's going fast. It's today. It's May. Yeah. The month that you graduate.
Yeah. It is.
Big deal. Sydney Seeley, you've been on the show before, right?
Yes, I was here, I think, the first time we had it at the beginning of the year.
That's right, because you are our student governing board representative.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for doing that. You've done a fabulous job.
Thank you for letting me do it. I had a lot of fun. Learned
cool.
a lot.
Cool. Maybe you did this then, but let's do it again so our listeners know. Tell us about your journey through PUSD. Are you K-12?
Oh, yeah. PUSD I've been
kiddo?
Here. I started kindergarten at Abiah Judd.
Okay.
Went on to middle school at Granite Mountain. Was the last 8th grade class at Granite Mountain.
Right.
And now I'm at Prescott High School. So,
what a journey, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Did it go fast or what?
Oh, Low? Definitely. Like, I remember, like, 3rd grade being there, and I just kind of increased my reading score or got a new level, and I was so excited. And I just remember sitting in class 3rd grade, and now I'm here, and it's crazy.
It flew by.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Definitely.
I remember you sitting in board meetings. You looked kind of bored.
Yeah.
Back in when you were in 3rd grade.
Yep.
All the way through, but that made you a natural board member.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right. So how about you, CJ? Tell us a little bit about your background and your experience in PUSD.
So I started at Taylor Hicks for elementary school, and I was there for pretty much my whole career as elementary school, and then I went to Granite Mountain, and I was the last 7th grade class.
Okay.
And then I moved on to Mile High for 8th grade, and now I'm at Prescott High School about to graduate. So.
But wait, let me do that math. Yeah. If you were in 7th grade and Sydney was in 8th grade, then you're only a junior.
Yeah, I'm actually graduating a year early as a junior, so that's pretty exciting.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And why are you deciding to do that?
I really just want to get a head start on life and pursue my career as fast as possible because I feel like I have goals in mind, so like I want to accomplish them as fast as possible.
And did working in the front office as one of our aides this year prepare you for that?
Yes, it was great work.
You did an amazing job.
Yeah, thank you.
That's right.
It's a lot of pressure.
CJ, tell our listeners how, if one decided they wanted to graduate early, what did you have to do to pull that off?
So I started in middle school. I took, I think it was Algebra 1 with Mrs. Woods at Mile High.
Right.
So that was my first high school class that I took. And then I've taken a full schedule, so every year, so early bird through 7th.
Wow.
And then, so I just banged out a lot of classes like that. And then for the last couple months, I've been doing online classes.
Okay.
So that's really how I got ahead. So those were very helpful.
Busy man. Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's hard
Thank
work.
You.
And we'll talk about in a few minutes how it paid off. But first, Sydney, West Point.
Yep.
The actual name is the Military Academy at West Point.
Yes.
Congratulations. That's
Thank you.
Huge.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So tell us about that journey. How did you get accepted to West Point? I know it's a big
Well, it's a,
big a job.
Long application, so I've been working on that college application for over a year. I started December of, 2017? No. Yeah, 2017, and then had to kind of work through it, and I had to do, like, a physical fitness test. I had to get all my transcripts, retake the standardized tests a lot to kind of try to get my score up there, and, of course, I got involved in clubs and sports and all that kind of stuff, so...
Well, when did you know that this was the direction you wanted to head?
So I've always been interested in going to a military academy, and I did have my eyes set on the Air Force Academy kind of earlier on in my high school career because of Air Force Junior ROTC, so I kind of knew more about the Air Force and how it worked and the kind of people I'd be working with. So it wasn't really until last summer when I went and visited West Point that I really saw and I fit in. I was like, this is where I want to be. This is where I need to be. This is what I'm going to do to get myself here. So,
And CJ, I know that, you know, part of your inspiration for moving forward and getting out a little bit early too was your next steps. Share with us what the plans are for you right now.
Okay. So after high school, I'm planning to go in the Air Force. So that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Do you have an MOS and everything?
Yeah. My job is going to be Special Missions Aviation. So they basically are the enlisted aviators that fly on different airframes, so like planes or helicopters, and they support the mission of special operations or rescue groups, so like parajumpers and stuff like that.
And when did you know that you were going to come to this big, important decision?
Well, it was actually kind of last minute. It was probably like 3 months ago. I kind of just woke up one day and was like, I think this is what I want to do with my life because I'm not quite sure what I want to do in college. So like as far as a major, but so this kind of gives me time to decide what I want, get work experience, and then also get my college paid for at the same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good move there.
Yeah, it was a great idea. It was great. Mm-hmm. So,
and what was the process to get involved in that?
So the process actually begins with a recruiter. So the nearest Air Force recruiter is in Flagstaff. So I worked with Sergeant Gutierrez in the initial steps. And then after that, you go to this thing called MEP, so Military Entrance Processing Station. And that usually takes 2 days. So they'll drive you down there in a shuttle to Phoenix, and you'll stay overnight at a hotel. And then that morning, you'll be shipped off to MAPS, and that's pretty much where they qualify you for military service. So they'll do a physical, blood tests, hearing tests, seeing tests, just pretty much seeing where you're at as far as health. So,
Yeah, and so both of you have been in PUSD pretty much your whole careers and got an exciting future ahead. What are some of the highlights of your career here in PUSD?
I think mine has been participating in sports and extracurriculars, kind of being able to be more than a student in PUSD, being able to be like a full person and kind of being able to work with others in that aspect. So one of my all-time favorite things is at soccer, all of the bus rides, hanging out with the girls, like those are just amazing, and that's definitely going to be something that I'm going to miss.
Excellent.
Yeah, I definitely
Go ahead.
I definitely agree with Sydney. All the extracurricular activities from JROTC to track and field definitely developed me as a person, so that was really great.
That's good.
And you both sound super well-rounded. Question to whoever wants to answer it. How much bearing do you think that had in being chosen for these great directions that you're headed?
Absolutely. So both of us had to actually talk to people going into our future steps in life. So he had to talk to a recruiter. I had a bunch of interviews I had to go through. So that definitely helped because you can look really good on paper, but having an actual conversation with someone is so much different than a resume. So that's definitely something that helps get you where you need to be and get you higher and get you more opportunities in life.
Wow.
Yeah, I definitely agree with what she said. Being able to hold a conversation and actually look someone in the eye when they're talking to you is definitely a big part of, like...
That's key.
Yeah.
CJ, if someone was interested, a younger student was interested in going the direction that you're going, what advice would you have for him or her?
I would definitely say start looking at potential jobs and then take the ASVAB because that'll give you a score and that'll kind of put you and let you know where you're at as far as knowledge base, and you can always work to get that up. And definitely talk to a recruiter is definitely the first steps.
There you go. Yeah, Sydney, how about you? What kind of advice would you give someone going down that path?
Get involved. Seek out any leadership positions that are in your school and make sure you keep those grades up, get your test scores as high as they can possibly be, and kind of take high school seriously and have fun because high school's not fun if you don't get involved.
For sure.
That's right.
And real quick, before we wrap up, anyone you guys want to thank about getting you to this process?
I definitely like to thank my parents, all my friends, Lieutenant Colonel Bildekemper, Colonel Peoples, Senior Master Sergeant Eric Appledorn. All of those people have definitely helped me to be a better person. And, of course, you, Mr. Howard, and you, Mr. Goligoski.
Oh,
you guys have definitely helped with, like, the application and allowing me to be better. So thank you guys.
Cool. CJ?
Yeah, I'd like to thank Lieutenant Colonel Bill DeKemper as well and Senior Master Sergeant Eric Appledorn. They've definitely been very influential in helping me start my military career, and they're probably the two best adults I've ever met. And I'd like to thank Mr. Howard and Mr. Goligoski as well for giving me the opportunity to graduate early. So,
well, we sure are proud of you guys.
We are really proud of you guys. Yeah, thanks for taking your time. I know you both are busy, and there's a lot going on this time of the year, but we appreciate you taking the time. And I'll just end this part with saying that you're listening to the Soup Scoop on the Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at KQNA.com. We will be right back.
It's that time of year for Arizona's third annual Ultimate Bagger and Custom Motorcycle Show and Concert, hosted at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel in association with Night Owl Productions. Bring the whole family May 18th to see the stunning motorcycles and special performances by Brittany Flores and more. As an added bonus, we are giving away awards and over $5,000 in cash and prizes. Head to CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more information and to get your tickets now. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Once upon a time, Fred the Sage and Bob the Yucca watched a herd of deer eat their neighbor's garden.
Hey, Bob.
Said Fred.
It's a good thing we're native Arizona plants from Waters Garden Center.
Right, Fred.
Said Bob.
We can handle tough, rescued dirt, hot sun, low water, and we look great in the garden.
You betcha, Bob.
Said Fred.
Hummingbirds and bees love us, but that deer sure doesn't.
Be like Fred and Bob. Go native at Waters Garden Center. Safe, natural, and organic.
Congratulations to the class of 2019. Plan your celebration at Augie's. The banquet room at Augie's is available for your graduation party. So do the smart thing. Reserve Augie's private banquet room for your graduation get-together. Call 777-0330 and make reservations for your graduation party. 777-0330. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
I'm Sarah Wallace, General Manager at Magnolia Bakery.
Every cake has the backstory of who you're giving this cake to. It's happy birthday, Jessica, or happy sweet 16, Amy, and wanting Amy to have the best sweet 16 that she could ever have. I'm working for a sweeter world, one treat at a time.
At ADP, we're designing a better way to work, so you can achieve what you're working for. HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Hey, welcome back to the Soup Scoop. This is Joe Howard here with PHS Principal Mark Goligoski. We are listening to the Soup Scoop. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today we're talking with PHS seniors who will be celebrating graduation in a few weeks. And we welcome Garrett Fenderson and Colton Amos. How are we doing, guys?
Good.
All right. Well, thanks for your time today. So we're just asking everyone that's coming in, tell us a little bit about your PUSD journey. So, Colton, tell us how you got started here. And
yeah, definitely. I'm K through 12, started at Lincoln Elementary School, then went up to Mile High, was their last true eighth grade graduating class. And then now I'm at PHS and all 4 years there.
Excellent. How about you, Garrett?
Actually, the exact same as Colton.
Yeah.
almost every year we've had some classes together.
That's right. Yep. I think that's I remember watching. You guys are kind of like twins, only you don't look alike.
Yeah.
Weren't you guys werewolf wrestlers together for a little while?
We were.
Yeah, those were good days.
Who's better?
Colton. I quit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I saw you throw him on his back.
Yeah. I went back and forth.
Yeah. Exactly. So tell us a little bit, Colton, about some of the highlights of your time in Prescott. So,
I think it definitely would be the sports I've been involved in the clubs. I've been in football, wrestling, and track, and then NHS and student council. Mm-hmm. Both those things have been awesome.
That's right.
Do you have like a major memory or like something that you think as you're looking back now, you're kind of reflecting on this 13 years in PUSD, any like huge memories that you'll always look back on?
Probably this year when we beat Bradshaw Mountain. They were undefeated 7-0, and we beat them on their home turf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of boost us in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That was a good little senior campaign for the football team there.
That was
right
a good
at
memory.
The end of the game. That was a great game.
Garrett, you were there too.
Yeah, that was definitely one of my favorite memories, too. I hate to sound like a repeater, but definitely Friday Night Lights were my favorite memory.
Yeah.
And what else were you involved in at PHS?
I also played baseball and basketball, as well as student council and NHS.
Mm-hmm. And student council was quite busy this year.
Yeah,
quite a bit. Yeah,
to say the least, it was quite busy.
That's right.
We hosted the 2019 Arizona Association of Student Council State Convention, which entailed hosting about over 2,000 people for 3 days.
Mm-hmm. So we're all going to remember that one.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. And they all fit in the gym. That was wild. So what
our pep assemblies are pretty awesome, but those few days in there, I have never heard that gym so lit up.
That's
loud.
Right. They cheered everything.
Unbelievable.
Cheered everything you said. That was awesome. So.
Lots of fun. So U of A, right, Garrett?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that. What are you going to be studying over there?
I'm going to study biomedical engineering. So I'm excited for that. Almost all my family's gone to U of A. So it'd be cool to live on the tradition.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah.
Do you know where you're going to live yet, or have you started to work out any of those details down there?
Actually, the housing portal at U of A opens later today, so I'll be figuring that out tonight.
Well, there you go.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So,
Colton, tell us about your plans.
I'm going to Carnegie Mellon University to play football and study engineering. I'm currently undecided right now.
Mm-hmm. But that is the plan.
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah. I'm leaning towards mechanical right now, but...
I got you.
You know, you don't have to know.
Yeah.
If you know, that's great.
Exactly.
But, you know, I mean, that first couple of years of college is designed to figure it out. So
yeah, that was my idea going into it.
Very good.
Well, and it's fun now, too, just, you know, being the parent of, you know, a child that's already gone on to college. They're encouraging it that now. And, you know, back when we were there, they're like, what do you want to do? Have you made up your mind yet?
Yeah.
They're on you. But now it's kind of the opposite. They're like, hey, give us some time to get you in the door. Let us... give you some experience, and then you guys figure it out. So they kind of like that you might still be considering other options, too, and that way you go with your strengths. So, but I know the two of you pretty well, and I know whatever you end up choosing to do, you're going to do amazing things with it. So, but one of the things we've been asking all our students is, you know, we're hoping that you have all the skills and you're prepared for this next step. Tell us about some of the things that, in your experience, got you ready or got you to this point to be able to choose the schools that you did.
I've been prepared amazingly. I think all the teachers that I've had have really done a great job of like, giving me people skills and just classroom skills. All the clubs I've been in, NHS and Student Council, have really given me leadership skills along with the sports, a lot of like life skills along with the classroom skills, which is a big deal when you're going off somewhere new. So I think those two things combined, I feel pretty prepared to go off to Pittsburgh.
Garrett, how about you? What do you feel like's prepared you?
I feel like the just the collectiveness of everything, the well-roundedness that I got at Prescott High School and PUSD was unique and unparalleled anywhere else. Like Colton said, leadership, sports, you know, it teaches you dedication, how to communicate with others, etc. I also had an opportunity to take a lot of high-level classes. I'm really close with a lot of my teachers. I talk to them, you know, at lunch, have personal conversations, not just about the classwork. Mm-hmm. Just you get to do a lot of everything. And so I feel like you're a well-rounded person that can excel in any area.
Mm-hmm. And Garrett, I know I remember you running around at Prescott High School when you were in eighth grade. And I said, what are you doing, man? Going to geometry. And so, we call that our Pathways program, where there's some flexibility that if kids want to push up and go a little faster, you certainly chose that route. Tell us about how that worked.
Right. So when I went to Mile High was 6th through 8th grade at the time. So after my 7th grade year, I'd completed all the math classes offered at Mile High's campus. So my 8th grade year, my early bird and first period were at the high school where I took geometry and algebra 2. That was a great experience. Enjoyed it. The teachers were amazing. They made sure everything was taken care of. And so by the time I was a sophomore, I took calculus and I finished math at the high school. So mm-hmm. I was on the accelerated track.
Very
that's right.
You know, I would have answered that question 30 years ago as to, you know, what, how'd you feel prepared for, because I'm Prescott High School Badger like you, Mr. Goligoski, class of 89, and you may have had this similar experience to me, but there was this one teacher, and he was tough. It was the hardest class I ever took in my life, including college. Your grandpa, Les Fender, anatomy and physiology. And I'm not joking. I mean, that class was solid. I mean, I probably was scared walking in there a few times. But I learned so much in that class, and I learned how to work super hard. I mean, your grandpa would put 200 pins in a cat, a dead cat.
I hope so.
Lots of little numbers. Right. And you better know every vein and artery and the whole thing, right? Because I'll tell you, that you were motivated by not getting a certain look from your grandpa if you didn't know. You know the look that I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
So, Mr. Fenderson, if you're out there listening, thank you. I tell you that every time I see you, but you got us ready for college.
It's funny he used those words because that was the same. That's the same thing I've said my whole time, you know, whole career. Is just like it was the hardest class I ever took. I didn't even take a class in college that was as hard as that one. But it just because we didn't have the skills yet, and he gave us the skills, and we were ready to go to that next step. So, but we're hoping that a lot of current PHS students are out there listening to this radio program right now. I'm sure they are. And if they are, what kind of advice would you give them? You know, now that you're graduating, about how to make the most of their time at PHS and moving on to the future. What would you say, Colton?
I would say involve yourself into everything you can. Seize like every opportunity that you're given. I feel like the more that you're involved in things, the better experience you get out of it. So just like with every opportunity that you get, just like dive headfirst into it, enjoy everything about it, because that's how you get the most out of everything. And especially with the POSD, I think you can just do that like to the max, and every opportunity they give you, just you can have an amazing time with it and like unforgettable experiences.
Absolutely.
Well said. Garrett, what advice would you give?
I guess in addition to that, just enjoy your time. It blows my mind how fast it goes by.
Right.
I can't believe I'm graduating.
It's crazy.
It's pretty quick. But I'll tell you what, you two and, you know, many of your peers, you know, amaze us all the time because, you know, you made that a priority. But then there's also this something about balance. How do you find that balance? Because you could actually overdo it and then burn yourself out and want to get out of there right away. But so it's really important not only to take advantage of all that opportunity, but like you said, Garrett, have fun too. Don't do so much that it makes you miserable. And so I really appreciate that insight.
Colton, what are you going to miss?
Probably the relationships I've made, all the friends and the people I met, the teachers. Yep. I think that's the best part about everything. For sure. Everyone there, it's awesome.
And what are you looking most forward to at Carnegie Mellon?
I think all the new adventures it has to offer. Totally new place. Everything's completely new. I'm excited just to experience something completely different than here. Right. Just a whole new chapter and just, like, adventures out there just to, like, explore and do. So.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, how about you, Garrett?
As far as what I'll miss the most, the people, and then, like I said earlier, playing football. That was definitely the highlight of my career. And then I'm just excited for the new opportunities. I'm excited to be more independent, have the ability to take cool classes and also meet new friends, new people, create new relationships.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Garrett, is there a teacher that you think you might remember the most, like I said about your grandpa?
Probably. That's hard.
It's a hard one, isn't it?
Well,
Especially if you've been here since kindergarten.
I have two teachers this year that I'm really fond of, Miss Holly and Miss Bailey, my English and Spanish teachers.
Cool.
Yeah.
Colton?
How about you, Colton? Oh, there's too many to pick, but I'll stick with this year to make it easy, like Garrett. Miss Holly, I actually have class together in Miss Holly's. And then I probably have to say Coach Collette, I TA for him, so that class is fun. Gonna hang out with the football coach all day.
That's awesome. You know, and I just got to say, I mean, this last football season was an incredible season. I mean, it showed in your record, but it was also, I mean, as far as being able to watch all those games. But I'll tell you, the thing I was most impressed with, you know, is, you know, having a son that got a chance to play with you two. He talked about you guys a lot, you know, the leadership you guys provided and the direction you provided. I mean, sometimes, you know, he's definitely looking for some direction, but to play defense with you guys. You guys are leaders, and it's going to be really, you know, any school, any program you guys get involved with from this point on are going to benefit from your guys' talents. So we appreciate everything you've done for PHS, and like I said, for our own family. So
thank you.
It's been fun for us to watch because we've been watching for a long time and we know the outcome. You're gonna be very successful. You're gonna have fun.
Yeah,
we'll have to have you come back on the show and
tell
us. That'd be a blast.
We'll let you guys host and you can ask us questions.
There you go. I like that.
You can won't be able to remember any of the answers. That was a long time ago.
Right. Exactly.
How about thank yous? Anybody you want to throw that out to?
Oh, definitely my parents, first off. Yeah. I want to thank my parents for everything. And then probably go to the teachers, all the teachers I've had, and then all the coaches I've had, and then my friends have always been there. Just pretty much everyone. I mean, everyone in PUSD is awesome that I've met. So,
thanks for saying. Garrett?
Yeah, I'm just plain repeater, but parents.
We got to start asking you first.
Yeah. I know, I'm stealing all of them.
Parents and teachers, also administration. Without the administration this year or years past, I wouldn't have been able to do the fast track I did with math or take all the APs I did.
Right.
Also, the coaching staff at the high school I think is amazing, and I had a great experience. So in addition to teachers, also coaches and admin.
Great, great job. And as we roll into graduation week here, there's quite a few festivities going to go down at Prescott High School for you guys. Garrett, what are you looking forward to?
Graduation.
Just get me there.
Just get me done, right? Exactly.
Yeah, no, we have a bunch of events planned by student council. We have a senior breakfast with a slideshow. All the seniors submit photos. We put it together in a slideshow and show it to everybody. We have a senior sunset. What else do we have? We have end of year carnival, end of year pep assembly.
Yeah, that's all on Friday. So
talent show. It's coming
talent up. Show. Baccalaureate. How do you pronounce that?
Baccalaureate.
Baccalaureate.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. Two award ceremonies. Yeah. We got scholarship night, and then we got like a senior
grad night. Yeah.
And then grad night afterwards. So. Yep.
Senior prank.
Yeah. It's
my favorite is the senior tour, and this is.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Third year.
Yeah, that's
Miss Hillig and Miss Bittner created this, but every senior gets in their cap and gown.
Yeah.
And we put them on buses. We drive all over town, and we go walk through the elementary schools that many of them all went to when they were young. And there are several tears that drop down as your old teachers, I should not say old, your former teachers,
there you go.
Look on and go, oh my gosh, I remember when you guys were 3 feet tall. So that'll be good. Well, listen, thanks, gentlemen, for being on the show with us today. We're so proud of you. It's just been a pleasure watching you grow up in PUSD and hanging out as Lincoln Lions back in the day, and then Badger Pups over there at Mile High Middle School, and we're just super proud of you both. I've had a great opportunity to work with you both as you've helped us look through board agendas. That was your role this year. You've done a great job with that, and we appreciate it. So, Colton and Garrett, thank you so much, and good luck. Have fun. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com. Affinity
RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar or retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been, good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell, and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio is speaking out about comedian George Lopez, who will perform in Tucson later this month. When Arpaio ran for re-election in 2012, Lopez blasted the sheriff during a show in Phoenix.
I've constantly solicited him to come and meet with me face to face. I guess he doesn't have the guts. President Trump, hero, okay? And he's a zero, Lopez is.
The comedian said he would leave the U.S. if Donald Trump won.
Well, he didn't do it. Now maybe he can do it next time when Trump is reelected. I'll help him get across the border.
Arpaio also suffered a legal setback this week when the U.S. Supreme Court declined to review a lower court ruling related to his contempt of court conviction. Arpaio was found in contempt of court in 2017 because immigration arrests continued after he was ordered to stop. Breezy today, sunny today, and into and through your KQ&A weather weekend, with an overnight low with clear skies near 42, then highs near 71 tomorrow, 76 Friday and Saturday, in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling late this evening to a mostly clear 47, then more sunshine into and through the weekend, with highs tomorrow near 82, Friday 85, Saturday 87. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
I am Welby Torres, owner and lead tech at AirTech Automotive.
When a job well done is out of here and you see this customer's face lit up, you can't fake that. And that's satisfaction to me. What am I working for? To treat every car like I treat mine.
At ADP, we're designing a better way to work so you can achieve what you're working for. HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers, cheers to 25 years.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop on the Talk of the Town. I'm Mark Goligoski, principal at Prescott High School, here with Joe Howard. We would like to welcome our next guests, Megan Despain and Judah Neese. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, thank you.
And you're welcome.
Thanks for being on the show, ladies. Mm-hmm. And you're on the first day of your last month of high school.
Whew, that's scary to think about.
Are you excited? Nervous?
Yeah, absolutely. So excited.
Stoked. I like it. I like it. Well, good stuff. Well, let's start with you, Judah, and just tell us a little. I know you've only been here. I shouldn't say only. Just like me, you moved your freshman year.
I sure did.
So Prescott High School for the last 4 years.
Yes, sir.
How's it been?
It's been great. The reason I was at Prescott High is because it had a wonderful theater program from what I saw. And so I decided I was going to continue to foster my theater ambitions. And it's been really, really wonderful. It has.
Mm-hmm. Good to hear.
Yeah.
That's right. Megan, how about you?
I was born and raised in Prescott.
Yep.
And so I've been here ever since. I went to Taylor Hicks Elementary School, and then I went to Granite Mountain Middle School and was the last 8th grade class there.
Yep.
And then now I'm at Prescott High School, and I am the third generation to graduate from Prescott High School.
Oh, yeah.
So we're alumni all the way.
Mr. G and I went to school with some of those generations.
I think
we're right in between some of them.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's right. So
great crew.
Yeah, great family, for sure. So, well, we know this is a really exciting time for you guys, and, you know, it's one thing to be, you know, finishing up your career at Prescott, but also now it's exciting because you're moving ahead. So tell us a little bit about future plans. What's on tap? Maybe we start with you, Megan.
Well, after I graduate, I'm going to move to Tempe and attend a trade school called Aveda and study cosmetology. I kind of decided that I didn't want to go to the traditional college route, and I looked into other options and found that I could get more hands-on experience and more of a job opportunity right out of school if I took a trade school.
Awesome.
Sounds like a good plan. Now, you told me that's an 11-month program.
Yeah.
What are some of the things you'll be focusing on?
We'll be focusing on everything between hair, skin, and nails, anything between marketing and business to promote ourselves as cosmetologists, and then really anything in between, getting to know clients, how to talk with them, how to run efficient consultations, and then be able to give them the product that they want.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Can you help out, Mr. Howard and I? I think we need a lot of help.
Yeah, we could use a lot of help in that.
Absolutely. So how about you, Judah? What's the plans?
The plan is to stay here, actually. I'll be attending Yavapai College in the fall.
Great option.
Yeah, my dad is a professor at Yavapai College, so mm-hmm. I'm actually really excited.
Even better option. Yeah. Even better on the pocketbook.
Yeah, just a little bit. And I will be majoring, actually, in radiology so that I can be an x-ray tech, because as much as I love musical theater, I would not love to wait tables. So I'll be doing x-ray, which is really, really great, and I'd love to specifically work in a pediatric office so that I can work with kids, but it's really wherever my job needs me or takes me.
Mm-hmm. And Yavapai College is such a great option for
a lot of people,
you know. It's such a quality option, and really one of the major points that I hear all the time is, so you can pay $50 or $60 per credit
mm-hmm.
for the same education you can get at a large university mm-hmm. for $500 to $600. So
absolutely.
For some people that becomes quite an option, especially if you're getting the quality that you're getting at Yavapai College.
Absolutely, and I need to be saving money if I'm going to go to New York. So
yes, you will.
Mm-hmm.
You sure will. Now, Judah, you were just a part of a big celebration called Rising Stars that our PUSD Education Foundation put on to really highlight our seniors and tell a story. Would you tell our listeners, from your perspective, What was that all about? What was Rising Stars all about?
Oh, Rising Star was such an incredible opportunity. Rising Star was, I was nominated by an administrator or a teacher as an outstanding student when it not necessarily comes to GPA, but also an all-around, well-rounded student. And I was called into the office, which was a little bit scary because I've never been called into the office before. And they told
me. Judanese to the office?
Yeah, it was a little bit scary. They told me that I had been nominated, which was really, really wonderful. But I think my favorite part was I got to nominate a teacher that had really made an impact in my life in the last 4 years. And then we went to a banquet on Monday night just to kind of honor all of the 8 students and the 8 administrators that they chose. It was really great.
And if our listeners want to know more detail about that, it's on the front page of the Courier. Right
yeah, it
now.
Is. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lots of pictures and everything.
Judanese in color on page 5.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So,
Megan, tell our listeners a little bit about what you think prepared you for this next step in your life. What kinds of things you did at Prescott High School that you feel like got you ready? Because you seem like quite a confident young lady and ready to rock with this Aveda school.
I would have to say the involvement that I had with the school definitely prepared me. I took a lot of AP classes and a couple of dual credit classes with the college, and I played a sport and did as many clubs as I was able to, kind of just balancing myself between sports and extracurriculars and just having fun. Kind of gave me that motivation and that confidence in getting the next part of my life started.
Cool. I can feel that motivation and confidence when you speak. What sport did you play?
I played softball.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty fun run with that?
I had a good run. I got hurt way too many times, I had to stop it before it went on, but it was fun while it lasted, for sure.
It can get pretty physical. Some of the clubs that you were in, would you share?
I am in National Honor Society, and I was a member last year of S Club. And then on the side, I'm in NSHSS, which is a National Scholar of High School Students, which has been really cool. There's a lot of opportunities that I've found there. So kind of just being well-rounded is what I found to be a good opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Awesome to hear. Yeah. Judah, what were you involved in?
I'm actually also a National High School Scholar, which is really, really fun.
Cool.
I'm the vice president of the S Club this year, and I've been doing that for 2 years. And then I am the vice president of our chapter of the International Thespian Society, which is really, really fun, and we love that. And then I, you know, have done 5 shows in my high school career, and I've done chamber choir all 4 years, so mm-hmm. all of that artsy stuff, that's what I'm into.
Yeah. Just wrapped up Footloose?
Yes, sir, yeah. Which is a really, really fun experience, and it was super fun because it was my senior year, and I got to do it with a bunch of my friends. Actually, I nagged a bunch of my friends until they came and did it.
Oh,
but
and you were amazing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
it
was a huge
it was almost, I think actually my favorite part was I helped with costumes and seeing that all come together, and it looks like the 80s had thrown up on everyone. I was like, yay, I did my job.
That's right. Yeah, we had flashbacks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just a little.
Flashbacks, yeah. Which did great. Did
a little
great,
hard so. On us, oh, those of us who grew up in the 80s.
That's right, exactly. So, you know, one of the things about this month coming up is that, I mean, it's going to happen fast. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just a few days, you know, a few weeks left. And one of the toughest challenges is that you start reminiscing, you're looking back, and, you know, you're like, oh, my gosh, it's exciting. But at the same time, you think back to some of the great experiences you had. What were some of the highlights that you had while you were at PHS?
I would have to say some of the highlights were definitely the football games. I loved being in the student section and just being ridiculously involved in everything that we did.
Yeah.
And then a couple of other highlights that I had was just getting to know all the students there. I had the opportunity to be an office TA, so I got to know some of the newer students that came to our school and show them around and show them how great our school actually is. Mm-hmm. And then just really everything in between, seeing people at school, just having a good time in class and out of class, and just being around really great people has been a great highlight.
I know you've done a lot of work for us in the office, and we're like, how do we keep her? Like, how do we make sure?
Mr. G, you got some tools.
Yeah, I know, that's true. But maybe we'll pay you this time.
The National Honor Society might disagree with you.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Exactly. It might take a hit that way. So how about you, Judah?
I think some of my favorite memories, oh, goodness gracious, were probably pep assemblies, mostly just messing around and just being as absolutely crazy as we possibly could in a controlled chaos environment was amazing. And obviously putting on some of those musicals and some of those plays was really, really fun for me. But yeah, again, it was forming connections with other students and other teachers that, that so thoroughly made an impact on, I think, who I am right now and who I am graduating this year.
That's right.
Well said. Well said. Megan, I want to call you Dawn. That's your mom's name.
That's my mother.
What kind of advice would you give to a younger student who was wondering how to best use their Prescott High School years and prepare for post-high school?
I would say get involved as much as you can. Mm-hmm. High school may seem scary, but it's really not. You just have to get involved in almost every sport that you can, in every club, just really throwing yourself into the whole atmosphere, diving in head first, and just really learning how to make your way.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm. Judah?
Yeah. I think the boys said that last segment, too, that just get as involved as you possibly can, and don't be afraid to ask for help, because everybody's there to help you. Your peers are there to help you because they're going through the exact same thing, and your teachers are exceptionally supportive and will always listen and just want you to do the best that you possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Well, it's been wonderful having you both on the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming, and we're proud of you, and good luck.
Thank you.
Keep in touch.
Yeah. Well, I just got to say, like, if you're not doing anything that last week of July, we bring in the future freshmen. If you want to come on in, talk to them, let them know that they're going to be okay. We'd love to have you that last Wednesday in July. We want you there. So, but anyway, but once again, thank you guys for your time. I know your time is precious. And you are listening to the Soup Scoop on the Talk of the Town, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We will be right back.
Get connected to your medical records with a YRMC Care Connect account. YRMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your YRMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from YRMC or one of its many organizations, including YRMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at yrmccareconnect.org. Tell your YRMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact YRMC's Health Information Management Department.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
It's almost time for Arizona's third annual Ultimate Bagger and Custom Motorcycle Show and Concerts, hosted at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel in association with Night Out Promotions. Saturday, May 18th, join us for a special night of music. Starting off the evening at 5 p.m. is the Born to Be Wild Tour, celebrating the music of Steppenwolf, followed by Atlanta Rhythm Section performing all their hits. This is an evening you won't want to miss. Head to CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com now for more information. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Hey, welcome back to Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town at KQNA. This is Joe Howard here, still with Mark Goligoski in the studio. Mark, that was a pretty fun run with all those kiddos in here.
That was incredible. That was incredible. I mean, I don't know if we were that well-spoken in 1989, you know?
For sure not.
Exactly. Yeah, so.
Or are we now?
We're still working on it, for sure.
Well, you know what, Mark? We've had you in the studio lots of times in several different roles, you know? We kind of got rolling together 4 years ago. You were kicking off a new look at Mile High, and now you're finishing your first year at Prescott High School.
I know. What a year. It's been incredible. It's nice to be back. I mean, as you know, many are aware that, I mean, I spent most of my career, I mean, not only going to Prescott High with you, but at the same
89,
time.
Baby, 89, baby, 89.
That's right.
Just like Bill in the studio.
That's right.
Baghdad Bill.
Exactly. But, spent 12 years, you know, teaching there too. And so, I mean, it's home. And so to be able to come back in this capacity, I mean, has been just an honor and a privilege for me. We have amazing kids, you know, and we have staff that are dedicated to making sure that kids have opportunities. They teach the individual needs of each. And that's what we heard a lot about today was all these kids came from different directions. They chose different paths, and they're all heading on to great, successful things. So we're, for the most part, I think we're doing what we need to do. So
you know, Mark, I come up there many days during the week and start my day off there just so I can stand there with you and Mr. Tenney and whoever else comes by, Missy Townsend, and really watch what's happening there. To me, it's the most happening place in town, Prescott High School. And so, but I just want to thank you for the work that you've done there. And I think a lot of it has to do with what you just said, is that whole legacy of the time that you spent there and what it did for you. And, you know, we were both athletes, and in that role, we say a lot, you know, that sport gave me so much in my life. I just want to give back.
That's
and
right.
So it seems like that's a big piece of what you're doing and what Clark Tenney's doing and all those folks up there, kind of giving back and making sure that those kids are getting what we got.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's the power of this community. I mean, we've always said if there's specifically something Prescott High School needs, then you just go to the community and you ask for it. And then the other side of it, and they'll give it to you. And the other side of it, though, is that we had a lot of pride, you know, and to have the opportunity to go back there and say we're going to continue on the traditions because – we know the impact that it made on us, and we want to make sure that this generation gets the same opportunities as well. And it drives us, you know. And
yeah.
I mean, and it's a daunting task, but I love the opportunity.
Well, Mark Goligoski, thanks for doing it. It's a pleasure working with you, and even more of a pleasure just watching the work that you do. And we could do this for about 3 hours. So if there's ever – we could do a marathon show. You and I could just sit and talk shop.
That's right. Yeah.
Old times, new times,
exactly.
Good times, bad times.
I don't know if anybody else will listen.
Yeah, they'll see it.
That's okay.
They'll tune out. But,
that's right.
But stay tuned. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, on Soup Scoop today, we've had an opportunity to talk to some amazing students as they get ready to graduate from Prescott High School. We want to thank all those students for being on the show today.
There is always an opportunity for you, our listeners, to support our students and programs. Stop by and tour any of our schools. Get involved as a volunteer in the classroom and share the joy of helping every child every day succeed. Visit us anytime at our district office at 300 East Gurley Street, downtown. Join us again on Soup Scoop next month on June 5th, 2019 at 4 p.m. You have been listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM.
Streaming worldwide on KQNA.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.